Good morning. I stand before you all today to speak about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., not just as a civil rights leader, but first and foremost as a minister of the gospel. He drew his strength from the same teachings from Jesus that we study today. When Jesus taught us to love your neighbor as yourself, he was giving us the blueprint for human dignity and justice. Dr. King lived these teachings, reminding us that injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Just as Jesus saw the dignity in every soul he encountered, Dr. King followed by his example. He reminded all of us that we are created equally in God's image, every single one of us. Looking around our campus today, every smile shared between classmates, every moment of understanding, these are living examples of Jesus' teachings and Dr. King's dream in action. In just a few minutes, I'm going to share with you all one of the most powerful moments in American history, one that I believe makes the context of these moments I previously spoke of even more compelling. Picture this, 250,000 people worshiping at the Lincoln Memorial, 250,000 people and more millions watching on national television. When gospel legend Malia Jackson cries out, "Tell them about a dream, Martin." And in that sacred moment, Dr. King takes his prepared notes, and he sets them to the side. He sets them out of view, and he takes a deep breath. He looks into the sea of people, and much like a preacher moved by the Holy Spirit, he began to speak from his heart. What you're about to witness isn't just a speech. It's a Spirit-led sermon that changed our nation. Listen with your hearts as Dr. King shares his God-inspired vision. A vision of the world that looks like exactly the one that Jesus described. A world of brotherhood, justice, and of love. So reflecting on King's speech, we are now free at last, and we all have freedom in heaven thanks to Jesus Christ. So as we wrap up reflecting on yesterday and the rest of this week, just be grateful to Martin Luther King and Jesus Christ who died for our sins. And there's hot chocolate and cookies in the Moody Foyer, and you all are dismissed.